Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
We are a half hour away from Lamar Odom against Aaron Carter in celebrity boxing.
Let's go.
I mean, look, see,
should I order it?
Celebrity boxing.
Can I expense it?
Yes, you can. $30. You can't expense
it.
No way. No way. Oh, they might. I don't. Wait a minute. Now that I think about it,
the show's tonight.
They might. They might. I mean, I could. I mean,
you think I might at least
get
him to be able to buy me a sandwich down the road? Do you think he'd agree to that?
Ooh, $30 for this versus a $12 sandwich.
I get the big one, so it's 15 plus tax.
Oh, 15 plus tax. You go to Jersey Mike's, get the big one.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, the Jersey Mike's. Yeah, I would say that you have a better chance of the sandwich, but they could just put the fight into, that's something easily to flow right in.
Okay, good.
I think you actually may have a chance at it.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's one of
the other
things.
Just while we're at it, you know, for the amount of times we talk about meat sweats and consumption of food, Jersey Mike's, come on. I got a wide back. Slap the logo on there. Let's go.
Okay. All right. I would say that that's something that, you know, they always say that it's always easier to beg forgiveness and ask permission.
No, that's true, something.
I would definitely ask permission of first. I hear you, but that's a, because you don't want to go, hey, I got the fight. Okay. You're going to reimburse me for it? No. Oh, well. Okay.
I mean, I guess it's only $30, but again, that's two jumbo sandwiches for my consumption versus two guys wildly swinging at each other in a boxing ring.
All right. So,
with
how
no
long
Jose
does this fight
Canseco
go?
In sight.
How long does this fight go with Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter? How long does it go?
How many rounds is it scheduled for? Are there actual rules to this one as opposed to?
No, there
to
is. No, you know who the referee is? I think it's Chuck Liddell. I think Chuck
Liddell
is. Oh, he is.
That's right. Yeah, he's refereeing the main event. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Chuck Liddell. I would.
Do you think Chuck goes heel and knocks both their asses out? Oh, my God, Chuck Liddell!
When the best fighter in the ring is the referee, that you know where you're at. You know what kind of spectacle you're putting on. I would say this probably has to be, well, let's say $30. It's got to be at least three rounds, right, if it's $30?
Yeah, I mean, hope. I mean, I want to know what else is on the card. Any other legends?
Joey Lawrence is on the card. See,
whoa.
Here's the thing. I could tell you what an undercard would be, and you would go, "Oh, that makes sense." Like I could say Joey Lawrence is going to fight Brian Austin Green, and you would say, "Oh, that could happen." Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Joey Lawrence comes into Nothing My Love Can't Fix For You, Baby. Oh, whoa. I'm positive of this, I tell you. Oh, whoa.
Nice.
Nothing My Love Can't Fix. And then Brian Austin Green comes out to the 90210 theme song.
I don't know. He produced some music, too, right? I mean, at some point. Mm-hmm. There's actual odds on this.
There's odds. Okay. So if I told you I'm taking Lamar Odom because of the reach, like what would I win if I bet on Lamar Odom?
Well, I don't think there's they specify exactly that the reach was the difference. But
okay.
It's got Odom as a -270 favorite, so that's a 73% win chance.
Okay. It is a three-round pay-per-view event. Here, if you Google Lamar Odom, Aaron Carter, how many rounds, the answer comes up three. And the description is, tonight's Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter celebrity boxing match gets underway shortly at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. The three-round pay-per-view bout is not to be missed.
All right, here you go. Here's the prediction from oddshark.com. Odom said he's been training in boxing for quite some time, including when he played in the NBA with the Los Angeles Lakers. Used boxing as part of his training. That's fine. That's great. Then the Carter. Carter considers himself more of a street fighter. We saw the difference between a wild striker and someone who's trained for a period of time in boxing when Nate Robinson took on Jake Paul and was knocked the blank out. No, it just says was knocked out in the second round.
Here's
if he can close the distance and start winging shots at Odom. Oh, Odom, it opens up huge areas from the hit cleanly and damage as a result.
All right, so here's Aaron Carter. Before we get into Russell Wilson, just the Aaron Carter. He's about as tall as
Aaron Carter, too.
Well, here's the thing. Odom is 6'7". Aaron Carter is 6'1". And according to Aaron Carter,
I'm seeing Carter listed at 5'8".
He says he's 6'1".
Oh, okay.
Wow. Is it really
maybe
that
much?
Maybe
that's the comments and people making fun of him.
This is, again, with celebrity boxing. You don't know how tall a guy is because it's celebrity boxing. I don't know. It's 5'8", 6'1"? I don't know. So
it's all the same.
Aaron Carter says this is a crazy matchup. It's like David and Goliath. He's 6'7", I'm 6'1", but I know I can beat him. Like I always say, like Apollo Creed said, I'm going to drop him like a bad habit, and I mean that. That's the big pre-fight.
And we know what happened to Apollo. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, he's quoting earlier Apollo.
Ding.
Like, Rocky 1 through 3. Not Rocky 4 Apollo. You don't stop this fight.
Run it down, Tom!
No matter what. I mean, that's the Apollo you don't want to get to. He's doing early Apollo.
Good times.
And you know the fight is hosted by Ice-T and Coco.
Well, what the hell? I used to run into them in New York City all the time. When I lived in upstate New York, and I'd go in for a game, or I'd have a meeting, or I'd be using the studio in Manhattan and running around. Maybe we were going to end up seeing a play that night or whatever. I would run into Ice-T and Coco like every day. Not on the same streets. Hey, Coco, Mike Harmon.
How you doing?
Just walking around the street, all of a sudden that turns like, what up? It's like, I saw you yesterday. What the hell?
Hey, Ice-T. Hey, Coco. Harmon again. How you doing? All right, that's great. Sounds fantastic. Nice. Very nice. All right, appreciate it. But I mean, this shows you what kind of market there is for the right kind of celebrity boxing. It is a perfect Friday, Saturday night enjoyment where, what else we got? Hey, we're going to get this great. Yeah. Absolutely, it's there. I didn't like the Mayweather Logan Paul thing because it was just a fixed thing. There were no judges, there was no anything, and Mayweather knocked him out and he held. I mean, why do I really care about that? This one I care a little bit more about. I kind of like to see it. I don't want to pay for it. I'd like to get the stream like everybody else on Twitter's on there for. Someone please tell me where I can
stream. Yeah, but you can do that. And let me tell you, your computer may be hijacked in a matter of moments.
Oh boy.
Once you click that, it's kind of like the hey, click here if you want to lose 40 pounds fast. Uh-oh.
What happened? The 40 pounds is we ruin your computer and you throw it out.
Well, and or we just drained your bank accounts. You can't afford to eat. Mm. But the key is you got to – like this doesn't have a hate-watching element to it, right?
No, it
Lamar,
doesn't. It
Lamar
does.
Had
okay,
some
like to
sad parts to it, yeah. Right, to his story, redemption and all of that, and just some craziness. Aaron Carter, who cares? So I'm most interested to see how Chuck Liddell responds if there's not seconds of action. Is he going to, like, grab guys' fists and start throwing punches for them? Or maybe it becomes a, you know what, it's now a triple threat match. Let's go. I'm in. Maybe you got something there.
Here's my only thing that I'm concerned about is that, like his NBA career, is Lamar Odom only going to really fight well every other round?
Oh. Since I know you, as soon as you said did the setup, I knew the punchline. But the rest of America going, that's cold. So cold. But true.
So there you go. There you go. I feel good. We're going to leave on that one.
No,
Lamar Odom
good.
And Aaron Carter
in that one. Sure.
In about 20 minutes. Now, meanwhile, how about a great Russell Wilson hot take that doesn't have anything to do with the fact of where he's getting traded or the where he could wind up? So it was yesterday that Russell Wilson kind of stepped forward and said, hey, listen, when I talked about wanting to be traded and where I could go and when my agent put out a list of four teams I could be traded to, and that was just kind of the frustrated part of me talking because he went out and wanted to make sure everybody knows that now I'm at OTAs for Seattle. I am committed, at least right now, to the Seattle Seahawks. Take a listen.
There's a lot of teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to. I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. And the reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that, and I think that's just a reality. But I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here, and I'm here to win, and I'm here to win it all.
All right, so there he is, right? I was a little frustrated. I don't know. It was more than that. It was more that he was mad. He was mad that he wasn't being taken serious when he had things to say. He wanted more input on the offense. They didn't give it to him last year. He talked about when he was asked by Dan Patrick, are you staying with the Seahawks? It's up to them. No. He started all of this. Him and Aaron Rodgers were exactly the same. But as time has gone on, Aaron Rodgers is still hot. And Russell Wilson's cooled off to the point where now Russell Wilson is back. And like we said last night, when he first said this in the early part of the offseason, this was him firing off a warning shot saying, if things don't change this year, next year, that's when I'm going to leave. All right, because I got the out in my contract, but you got to do it right this year or next year is when I'm going to leave. Then Bleacher Report has a story today saying that, hey, Russell Wilson could leave after this year if things aren't changed. I could be a bleeping NFL insider because I told you that last night on the show. I told you that's exactly what's going to happen. When Wilson first did this, it wasn't about 2021. It was if things don't change, then next year, that's when I'm going to leave. Okay, so now that we know. And now congratulations to everybody else who has caught up today, as NFL insiders have. Now, let me throw this hot take out there for you. Wilson goes out and he talks about being traded. Here's four teams that are out there. And right around the same time, the Aaron Rodgers situation gets really big, right? The day of the draft, Rodgers goes all in, right? Adam Schefter has the report. Aaron Rodgers wants out. And now this is an untenable situation. And that story took over. How about this for a hot take? Russell Wilson was at the same point, and he realized at that point, you know what? This offseason is going to be about Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to wait until next year because I want people to be fighting for me. I want to be able to dictate where I'm going to go. I also want to be a good guy. I don't want to be looked at as a bad guy. I need relevancy, and I need the attention of everybody so people know that this is why I'm asking out. And it's not anything personal. I want to have a great image, but I want to get to someplace else. But now clearly this offseason is going to be about Aaron Rodgers. And if I still say I want out, then I get caught up in whatever's going on and we're sharing the spotlight. And really, look, he's coming off an MVP year, so it's going to be more about him. And I don't get quite the relevancy or the attention I need if I want to pick my next destination. So you know what? Once that Aaron Rodgers report came out, we heard nothing from Russell Wilson, right? This was going, getting into the draft, it was, hey, things could wind up peaking right here with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Then after the draft ends, that's it for Russell Wilson. We didn't hear anything. I'm willing to bet that a big part of it was, hey, you know what? Let's back off it now. Let's go back to the original plan of next year because clearly the Aaron Rodgers thing is going to be too big a deal and I'm just going to get caught up in it and I'm not going to be able to do what I want to do, talk to the teams I want to talk to and get where I want to get to because it's going to be all about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we did talk about the contract thing with Wilson last night, and there's two schools of thought. I'm going to subscribe to the latter. I'll let you run with yours in a field of flowers saying, all right, it's all going to blow up. It's all going to hell. Let me get my seat on the lawn early to watch it go. I'm more of the he recognized where things are, and Russell truly cares about his legacy, the one team, and everything to that nature. Was he frustrated as hell in the Super Bowl? Yeah, that might have been at times some of the most interesting, give me a picture-in-picture of watching him respond to Tom Brady plays and what that defense was doing. You know, when Patrick Mahomes ran 500 yards sideline to sideline. Terrorized the man. As for Aaron Rodgers, again, the Schefter report, he later went on Dan Patrick and admitted it was more of an amalgam of other stories and that there was really no breaking news to be had there. So he just took timing and tried to do some peacocking like it was all original reporting. It was an aggregate, you know, with a little bit of spin to it. As I still think Rodgers might learn a lesson here and that this isn't done because sitting out now, there's 6 weeks before there's meaningful ball. And as we talked with Jason Cole earlier, it actually behooves them to get more reps for Jordan Love anyway. We'll see how many more inane questions he gets when they next get on the field of, are you going to be ready? It's like, what the hell else? No, I'm going to be terrible. This is so overwhelming. The game is so fast. And we're not even playing real games yet. And it's so fast. And I can't keep. Come on, man. Look, I get it. It's not always easy when your number's actually called and the question that you had has already been taken or some derivative of it by another reporter. But there's got to be something better in the holster of, are you going to be ready? So you got that going for you. But the Wilson thing is interesting. I would love to know what was talked about in that meeting. And, look, he wants to be the good guy. I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares to a degree. So if he really wanted to say something, have at it. You've got all of the social media world and everybody waiting for you to give the definitive response. Not showing up at minicamp ain't the big message for me. If he doesn't show up in July, all right, we can talk about it. But for now, it's still the waiting game. Enjoy your trip. Just don't slip and fall, you know, when hiking a trail. Look out for snakes and other things in your jungle excursions. And we'll see you on the other side.
But I'm telling you see, but that's it. Look at all those jungle excursions, all those stories that take everything. And Russell Wilson saying, yep, I knew that was going to happen. I'm not going to be as big a deal. It looks like this is Aaron's time to be traded.
Yeah.
I'll let this go. And my initial plan was for next year anyway, so I can go back to this. Because once that Aaron Rodgers story came out with Adam Schefter, it was everything Aaron Rodgers and nothing Russell Wilson. And look, it doesn't mean that, well, I'm jealous. It's just, no, he needs to be the guy.
It is.
But he also needs to be the guy. If you're going to go out and get a quarterback, you want to say where I want to go. He wants to pick his next destination, Russell Wilson does. And if Aaron Rodgers is trying to pick his next destination, well, guess what? You know, where Russell Wilson wants to go, that may not all work out. He wants to be, hey, I'm the guy that could get traded or move teams. And so these are the teams that want me. These are the teams I want to go. I want to have a blank slate to write my ticket wherever I want to. And if it's him and Aaron Rodgers, he can't do it because Rodgers is going to get the guy to write his ticket first.
But think about how great it would be, all things being equal, no off-field troubles, looking at you, Watson, because he wanted to trade first. So if all three of them did a James Harden press conference and all teams are looking around going, we kind of like our quarterback, except for you, and you. All right, let's see what we can have happen. But also, it goes back again to assets coming back. How much are you going to help yourself? As much as you'd love to bring that guy in, sell a bunch of merch and local ads and whatever else, you're probably gutting some component parts of your team, because I refuse to believe any team is just taking back draft picks for these guys.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up, we got more from the NBA. Phoenix with a 10-point lead over Denver late in the second quarter. But how do you like that Russell Wilson hot take? Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Also, what looks like good news on what could have been the scariest and most dangerous story of the night. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oral greatness.
And even though Mike Harmon tried to throw out there and put some kind of curse or hex on Jacob DeGrom's right elbow, looks like things are going to be okay. DeGrom, who was pulled after six innings tonight, no runs, 10 strikeouts, one hit given up to the Padres. He now has more RBIs, five, than earned runs given up this year, four, which is about as amazing a statistic as you could possibly want to hear. Five RBIs, four earned runs. But he left the game with right flexor tendonitis. It's an elbow injury. And, of course, now everybody's nervous, and especially Harmon saying, this could be surgery. This could be 12 weeks.
Hey.
You know, worst case scenario. Harmon,
I'm not a doctor,
show,
but I play one on
there.
The radio. And
just
I've got to be honest
know,
with the
man.
No, I've got to be honest. Obviously, we don't know.
Right,
but you can't just say.
You
basically said he could be back in 3 days, five days, ready for his next start. And
well,
maybe he is. But there's also the potential that, you know, we go operation shutdown because he's hurt.
No, that's not even talking. You just wanted to say, what's the worst case scenario? Okay, let me just say that.
Is that not what you found when you did a quick search?
Listen,
that made you get all, like, you know, pale and looking for chocolate as consolation?
See, well, listen, number one, I'm always looking for chocolate as consolation. It doesn't matter. Number two, you understand that the internet isn't always something that I'm going to get on there and I'm going to get the answers I want to get. It's not always the case. If you Google right flexor tendonitis, you get all the worst case, because that's what it is. It's doom and gloom, and I don't want to put that out there, but you put it out there for everybody. And where things sit right now, Jacob DeGrom said following the game, look, I felt it between starts this week. It tightened up in the sixth inning. Quote, I am not too concerned about it because it didn't get much worse as the game went on.
Okay.
Whenever you say elbow, everybody gets nervous. I'm not too worried about it. Hopefully it's something we can treat. He did tear the ligament in his pitching elbow as a minor leaguer 10 years ago. He said, I know what that feels like, and this didn't feel anything like that. There were several ligament tests, and everything checked out well. He said, I am hopeful I can make my next scheduled start.
No, that's so great. No, I'm saying, hey,
maybe the next start he could start way more accurate than you going, this could be 12 weeks. This could be the end. This could be the absolute end.
But just like the Jordan Love thing we just mocked,
mm-hmm.
right, of, hey, I'm going to be ready for week one. What the hell else do you think DeGrom's going to say? No, I'm done, dude. It would be no comment.
He would say nothing. He would say no comment from Jacob DeGrom after the game.
I'm hopeful.
That's exactly what he would say.
To make my next start. Why? Yeah. Because he's got the city of New York on his back. The Knicks failed them.
Yeah.
The Yankees sucked. Yeah. It's DeGrom.
Yeah, okay. But he's not going to lie and say, I'm making the next start. I'm making the next start. Are you? Nah, not really.
He said he's hopeful.
No, he's right.
Which is, as our buddy Ben Maller would say, it's a weasel word because it means nothing. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful to have a million dollars, six-pack abs, and to have people following me on the beach like I'm the Pied Piper.
Yeah, but I don't know. But is that hopeful or is that just you're living in a fantasy world?
No, that's hopeful.
Okay, that's not hopeful. Really?
Sure it is. Really? Absolutely.
It's not hopeful. It's just saying this is what that's what I would wish if I got a lamp out of the Cave of Wonders and I was able to escape before it closed its mouth.
Diamond in the rough.
Now, hopeful is, hey, I'm a pitcher. I know this. I feel my arm. I think I can make my next start. That's hopeful.
And I hope he's right. But if we're going to be realists, and we're not him, and good, maybe he's going to be just fine. And maybe it's all just we got to be worried because that's what we do here. We've got to give people the breadth of information going, he'll rub some dirt on it or pine tar or spider tack or whatever, and he'll be just fine. That's not necessarily bleeping so.
Spider tack.
Yes, whatever a spider tack head.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. But clearly, that's where things sit for the best player in baseball, the likely 2021 MVP of the National League and runaway Cy Young Award winner, who his ERA now is under 0.6. I look at guys that are having great years, and I go, boy, your ERA is like 1.9. Wow, that looks really high.
You're like, trash.
Your ERA is over 2? You stink, man. You stink. DeGrom's at 0.5. Are you kidding me? Your ERA, you think your ERA is really good? You know, Trevor Rogers, your ERA is just over 2 with Miami? Are you kidding me, man? You must get knocked around the park every time you go out there. That's what it looks like.
Never mind.
Gerrit Cole's ERA is 2.31. He's terrible. Gerrit Cole is having a phenomenal year for the Yankees, right? He's holding them up all by himself. His ERA at 2.31, which is a fantastic ERA. It's almost 2 full runs higher than DeGrom. I just think about that.
Well, it is the American
League.
2 full
runs higher.
You do not have the almost always certain free out in the pitcher hole. And in the past, it used to be second baseman and catchers had their issues for many, many years in Major League Baseball. Obviously changed some, but still some opportunities to roll through. I really kind of expected you to have a list of light-hitting people that you could make fun of that are at or just above DeGrom's proficiency in terms of run production right now.
No, see, I can't do that because most of them actually play for the Mets. So that wouldn't help me. Yeah, no.
Okay,
the Syracuse Mets still find a way to win games here. That's what's happening.
It's a fair point. Okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stick around right now, because right now it's time to play.
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter Game!
Yes! Oh, we celebrate the NBA playoffs the best way we know how. The Magic Johnson Twitter Game, the most obvious and vanilla tweeter in the world. I give you a Magic Johnson tweet. Your job is to tell me if that is a real Magic Johnson tweet or if it is made up by me. Playing as myself. Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager, are you guys ready to go?
I was forward to your celebrity boxing game show, but
we need more celebrity boxing. Yeah. We need more boxing matchups for me to say, okay, did this happen or not?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you could go back to the old Fox series that was
Danny Bonaducci.
Did this happen or not? Did he did he not pummel Donnie Osmond?
I mean, if I said Joey Lawrence and Brian Austin Green, you would say yes, right? You would say yes to that.
I'd say I'd watch it. I don't know that it's happened. There's maybe outside of a Hollywood club.
All right, here we go. Magic Johnson Twitter game. Here we go. Is this a Magic Johnson tweet or not? I love watching Kevin Durant play. He scored 32 points and made it look so easy. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet? I love watching Kevin Durant play. He scored 32 points and made it look so easy.
Yeah, it's got some detail. I'll say yes, sure.
Okay.
I'll go contrary just to be an agitator. No.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet. You got substance. You got something in there. That was a Magic Johnson tweet. Trae Young and the Hawks are facing a must-win game four. Young and the Hawks are facing must-win game four.
No. He would have had to tweet that like in the last hour also.
He has been tweeting. Well, why do you think we're playing? He has been tweeting a lot in the last hour. That's why we're playing the
Never
game.
Never anything of worth, but okay.
Trae Young and the Hawks are facing a must-win game four.
No, two games to one.
That is not a Magic Johnson tweet.
All right. Let's go.
Donovan Mitchell is an exciting young player in the rich tradition and history of jazz superstars like Karl Malone and John Stockton.
Wow.
Mitchell is an exciting young player.
No.
I'm going to say no. I think that's Stephen A. Smith. And then he said, let me tell you, he's better than Malone and Stockton. Which is actually what he said today.
Scored 38,000 points. He's better than Karl Malone because I need clicks. I haven't had clicks in 3 days on Twitter. I keep looking. I don't see myself. I see skip trending. I see phone calls in which people don't know if they're on the air or not, but I don't see my name. So I'm going to say this.
Desperation, a stinky cologne.
That is not Magic Johnson.
Yeah. For three.
Who's ready to see In the Heights? Who's ready to see In the Heights?
Wait a minute. I think. Oh, that is this weekend. That's possible.
I did watch it.
Is that
I saw it earlier
today. Johnson tweet?
Wait, does he have some sort of Mike connection to the production though? Why would he actually?
Ooh.
He's not from New York.
See, you're going deep.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that deep. I'm
going to
say
no.
No.
I'll say
but,
no.
I'm intrigued.
Who's ready to see In the Heights?
Why he would say that?
That is not
right.
a Magic Johnson.
Right.
I did watch
not
it earlier,
and
predictable in parts. I mean, I don't know the stage show, so I had no knowledge going in, but recognized a few folks from the cast. I'm like, hey, I remember them from there, whatever. And a bunch of the songs, there's moments, and it was written before Hamilton.
Yes.
I think in the sequence of his world. Mm-hmm. But there's clear places like, wow, he just lifted that right into Hamilton. But, you know, hey,
welcome
himself.
To Aaron Sorkin's world.
Yeah. Like, wow, that 20 seconds. Because I've got my daughter sitting there going, that's this song. And she starts singing the Hamilton lyrics. I'm like, yeah, no, it happens, buddy.
I was totally wrong predicting the Hawks to win. I was totally wrong predicting the Hawks to win.
No.
Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
Well, he would have to admit an error, so I'll say no.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
How about that?
I was totally wrong predicting the Hawks to win. Happy anniversary to Rodney and Holly Peete.
They did celebrate there the other day, and those are his people.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Happy anniversary to Rodney and Holly Peete.
Rodney talks about being on that boat all the time. So.
Okay. So you're both saying yes?
Yes.
Yeah, L.A. power couples.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
I want to get an invite to that ship.
The Nets look like an NBA Finals team right now.
Does that a Magic Johnson tweet? The Nets look like an NBA Finals team right now.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know if that would be
to the point.
A recent tweet. I'll say no.
That is not a Magic Johnson tweet. There we go. It's tough. Well, hey, when he starts tweeting stuff, you know, we start playing the game. So that's kind of how it goes. That's pretty good right
there.
That
one was hard. I don't know.
The thing is, Magic always – he the thing is, Steve, because I know you're not on Twitter, actually, which is crazy. You're playing the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
And killing it.
He tweets very often about movies and stuff that he likes. Like, because, you know, look, he owns movie theaters and everything else, and who knows. So that's something that he definitely tweets about a lot.
This is what I'm missing by not following 24 hours a day. I'm not missing anything. This game continually proves that.
In the Heights.
It's that and – hey, I'm standing in line at fill in the blank.
Wow.
Thanks.
Twitter at @Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. We'll play this game
occasionally
coming up again.
Some breaking stories that, you know, are a little slow to get to websites, but that's okay, Steve.
No, I'm all over that here. He's mentioning, like, at home, people 24 hours a day on Twitter. Where do you think I got some of the DeGrom stuff tonight? We're talking about in life, like when you leave work.
We started the show tonight. You said, you got to come to me. I have breaking news. And we said, okay, we came. We played the whole big da-da-da. And you
not
said,
true.
The Lakers have obtained Anthony Davis, and he will now team with LeBron James next season in Los Angeles. That's how we started the show tonight with you with that.
Or not. That is not a Magic Johnson tweet or anything true.
But if you were on Twitter, you would know that LeBron was hanging out with Drake watching Bronny play basketball.
How often do I have to say this on the show? I am on Twitter, just at work. I don't live on it. I did see all those people walking into the Sierra Canyon basketball game tonight. Yes.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Steve.
But we want to tag you and harass you on Twitter.
Another reason to stay off.
We'll play the Magic Johnson Twitter game again coming up next hour in the show. But coming up next, we got a big story out of the NBA to bring your way as the Suns are looking to take a 3-0 lead over the Denver Nuggets. Keep it right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And we will have big time play-by-play of Lamar Odom's victory over Aaron Carter coming up in a bit.
Now you're talking.
That just happened because, boy, this fight was really entertaining. But first, right now, Phoenix leads Denver 70-61, 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Devin Booker is having a pretty good game right now. He is at 19 for the Suns. Meanwhile, Nikola Jokic has 17 and 13 rebounds. Still a lot of time left in this, but Phoenix came out right away. They had a 10-point lead after the first quarter, and that's kind of where it's been now. And again, we're midway through the third right now. If you said to me at this point right now, I'm talking about June 11th here in the playoffs, the two teams that I would say are favorites to win the NBA title, right? We're talking about right now, this moment in time. if you right now, this moment in time, right now, here we are, June 11th, what two teams are the favorites to win the NBA title? And I'll tell you, it's two teams from the West, and it's two teams we tried to discount the entire time because all we wanted to do was say, well, the Lakers are healthy now. They're going to get there. Oh, look at the Clippers. This is their time. The Nuggets and Jokic, they've been able to figure it out. Everybody else. And we just said, yeah, well, Utah and Phoenix, are they really this good? No. The two favorites that can win the NBA title right now are Utah and Phoenix, and that's it. I feel better about the two of them than any team in the Eastern Conference. All right, Utah's got it all. Their stars are rolling. Their role players are playing well. You know, you got six man of the year type performance you're getting out of Jordan Clarkson. Phoenix is kind of the same, but just a little bit less in those categories. Yeah, their stars are rolling. Not quite like Mitchell is rolling. Their supporting cast is rolling. Yeah, not quite like Utah a little bit. And, you know, the six man, their bench, hey, they're showing up a little bit. But still, these two teams are by far and away the two best and most consistent teams that we've seen in the playoffs. I don't know if anybody in the East is going to have enough, right? They're all flawed, right? Brooklyn, with James Harden's injury, the playoffs are going to get so much more difficult for them as it goes on if he doesn't come back. The Sixers' bench is not very good. Atlanta's role players haven't been great. Milwaukee might not have enough firepower. And really, if you said to me, who's going to win the NBA title right now? now, I would say it's Utah. If it's not Utah, it's Phoenix. It's whoever comes out of the West between those two teams, because they're playing the best. They have the least amount of problems. Their stars are exceeding. They are by far and away the two best teams in the playoffs right now.
See, I still like when you get over on the other side, the Brooklyn Nets, and whatever configuration we get them, eventually Harden gets out of the chef's coat and gets back on the court. Maybe Kyrie then tags out for a game. I don't know. But Joe Harris and company, and even yesterday, right, we talked a lot about Bruce Brown. We probably gave Bruce Brown way more airtime than he's gotten in the greater New York area. But either way, the point is I think there's enough depth, and give me the Slim Reaper when it's all said and done to make some noise. From the Western Conference, yeah, Denver, I think Mike Malone after the first quarter when, let's see, Phoenix shot 71.4% and 5 of 8 from three-point range. So what is that, 62.5? He used the softer quit line again, so that would have been the fourth time in these playoffs. You're not going to win if you got to keep going back to the well on that, and you don't have any consistency beyond Jokic. So no thank you there. You already mentioned Atlanta. Even though they beat your Knicks, they're done. Milwaukee, hey, they got to win. That's great. No, they're Middleton scoring 35 a night ain't going to happen. So, no. Phoenix and Utah, fun to watch under the radar. Still question, you know, we got another couple of rounds for Chris Paul. So, if you're going to bet on them, you're betting on him. And then Utah, yeah, I like the depth. So, give me Utah and Brooklyn. I'll throw Phoenix to the side, much to the chagrin. Now I can't go to Arizona.
No, now neither of us can go. Great. Now, you know,
Damn it was just
me last night. It was fine. Now both of us can't go.
Because I like the desert.
I know.
Don't
now
get
forget
me wrong.
Now you got to go to a different desert. Now you got to go to New Mexico. Good luck.
Sweet. Breaking Bad Part 2.
Twitter it out about a fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, hey, the craziest story of the night in sports, easily. This is Jason and Mike. You are listening to Fox.